This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Roxana Garza. Date of birth is November 20th, 1966. Case ID number 483-4437. Date of exam August 11th, 2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old separated female with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, herniated disc times 4, the lumbar spine, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and decreased memory / depression / anxiety. The claimant states that she is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in 2011, where she worked at assorting vegetables in Georgia for 5 years. The claimant states that she went on to Minnesota and did the same thing there for 6 years. During the time that she worked 12 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself, and her husband is not sending her money. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number 1, diabetes mellitus. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, herniated disc times 4 of the lumbar spine. Number 4, osteoarthritis. Number 5, decreased memory / depression / anxiety. History of allegations. Number 1, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2003, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease, but she states that she does suffer from polyneuropathy and states that she feels like she has ant bites on her feet and hands. She checks her blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out around 150. The low is 150 mg/dL. The lowest her blood sugar has been is 112 mg/dL, and the highest it's been is about 400 mg/dL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but states that she is presently taking insulin. Trulicity, 1.5 mg/0.5 mL. Q-Week. Basaglar, 60 units, QHS. Insulin R, 45 units before each meal. She is also on Synjardy XR, 25 mg/1,000 mg POQD. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. However, the claimant appears to have insulin resistance. Allegation number 2, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, she was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and frontal and occipital headaches that she had been having 2 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. She states she also suffers from blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 127/75 mmHg, and she is presently taking Losartan, 100 milligrams POQD. Her blood pressure appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number 3, herniated disc times 4 of the lumbar sacral back area. The claimant states that in 2019, she started to develop lumbar sacral back pain. She states the character of the pain was a pinching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down to her left leg. No surgeries have been performed, and there was a MRI performed which revealed she had 4 herniated discs. The claimant denies any kind of injuries and states that she has had no other treatment for her herniated disc. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 45 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She has had steroid shots given, which do give some relief. She has no assistive device that she uses at this time, and her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and watering the plants. She denies going to the grocery store. Her physician is Dr. Paul J. Kinde, and she denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, the claimant is on NSAIDs. She takes baclofen 10 milligrams QD, along with acetaminophen 650 milligrams TID. Her condition appears to be stable. She does take gabapentin 300 milligrams TID for nerve pain. She was diagnosed with a history of herniated disc times 4 of the lumbar sacral spine with left-sided radiculitis. Allegation number 4, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2019, she started to have aches and pains in her elbows, wrists, hands, and her feet area. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, but no x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but did receive steroid injections twice a month to help with the inflammation. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every day. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses. And she's presently on baclofen 10 milligrams QD, along with Tylenol 650 milligrams TID, which does give her relief. She does no other physical activity except water the plants. Her physician is Dr. Paul J. Kinde, K-I-N-D-E. Allegation number 5, decreased memory / depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2007, she started to develop symptoms of decreased appetite, insomnia, sadness, crying spells, and decreased memory. She also states that she suffers from decreased motivation, decreased energy, and feeling abandoned. The claimant states that she has recently gone through a separation. Her husband has left her for another woman. She denies any suicidal attempts or suicidal ideation, but feels very lonely and sad and betrayed by her husband. He does not help with any of the bills, and he wants a divorce from her, which is very painful. family history. The father died of a myocardial infarction at the age of 60. The mother died from hypertension and diabetes complications. Medications, Synjardy XR QD, 25 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Trulicity, 1.5 milligrams / 0.5 milliliters Q-week. Basaglar, 60 units QHS. Insulin R, 45 units before each meal. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Baclofen, 10 milligrams QD. Acetaminophen, 650 milligrams TID. Memantadine, 5 milligrams QD. Sertraline, 100 milligrams QD. Meclizine, 25 milligrams QID, PRN for dizziness. Losartan, 100 milligrams QD. Magnesium oxide, 400 milligrams QD. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. And varenicline, 1 milligram BID, that's V-A-R-E-N-I-C-L-I-N-E. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, decreased memory, comma, herniated disc times 4 of the lumbar sacral back, comma, claimant appears to be illiterate, comma, history of three catheterizations of her heart, which were normal, comma. Gastritis, comma. Diabetic polyneuropathy, comma. Hypercholesterolemia, comma. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of the use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.9 Fahrenheit, weight 226 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a fourth inch, BP 127 over 75 mmHg, heart rate 92 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 38. General, this is a 55-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She did appear to be very sad and depressed and was crying during the examination. She appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/40. The claimant does wear glasses, bifocals. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant was morbidly obese and the physical exam was somewhat difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant did have some cyanosis of the lower legs with bilateral varicose veins noted, as well as some pitting edema. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed and sad for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes, but her memory was somewhat poor. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes were the brachioradialis reflex and the biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal, the last paragraph. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some mild difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild left leg radiculitis, comma, osteoarthritis, and depression. Probable diagnoses, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. The claimant is on large doses of insulin, which may be coming from the steroid injections, as well as a possible insulin resistance. Number two, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 127 over 75 mmHg, which appears to be fairly stable and normal. Number three, herniated disc times four of the lumbar sacral spine, dash normal physical exam at this time. She does complain of some mild radiculitis of the left leg. Number four, osteoarthritis being treated, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number five, decreased memory / depression / anxiety being treated at this time and appears to be fairly stable. However, the claimant is going through a major depression secondary to her husband leaving her. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Roxanne Garza.